Thank you for joining us here again at Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness. This very special episode is broadcasting from the all-new, plush, but not overly ostentatious, Norch Studios and Fuzzy Wuzzy Productions. What is a Norch, you ask? My wife and I were discussing what to call the facility. Is it a nook or a porch? And I said, it's a Norch! And there you have it. Yes, the pun never stops. Aren't you glad you asked? Please like, subscribe, share, and I do so enjoy reading your comments, so don't be shy. I mentioned this was a special episode. The purveyors of Norm's theme songs, Linda Chase and Dave Currier, were in the studio and joined us for the dumb birthday game, the night being January 22nd, 1993. We dig into the upcoming week and have a date in history to comprise the game. Other players? We have Mike, who has his eye on Linda Chase, and by the sound of it, has had one too many Ovaltine cocktails. Dave in Greenville, Pennsylvania. Sid Whitaker, producing, playing, and hating on Norm. Norm decides to placate him with 3-week-old pretzels from the WBZ Penthouse restaurant, as well as dusting and cleaning the windows in the control room. I'm on the phone, and Jack Hart is in traffic. Birthdays celebrated? John Hurt, Linda Blair, Ann Southern, Piper Laurie, Ernest Borgnine, Anita Baker. Really? Because I need a plumber. And Ray Stevens. The date in history is when Laughin' made its debut. We also will hear what Norm has in mind for both Linda and I to wear when we go to the prom. Norm reveals he has a date. He lists off some of her talents, as well as where they'll be going that evening. Stay tuned. You won't want to miss those details. We're all punchy and super silly, so here we go, and get ready to have some fun.
Nice to have such a just-so-nice voice, as you guessed.
Oh, it's Linda.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's become the star. She's really something. Oh, she has got a great voice. I love listening to her.
You know, Norm.
Yeah.
I would cross the United States on my bare feet with just my gold bond and my Ovaltine.
To meet Linda Chase? Is that what you're leading?
To hear Linda Chase do a version of Irma Thomas is the way I feel.
What a wonderful person you are, Mike. Maybe she'll do that anyway, and you won't have to cross the burning desert sands or whatever it is you said.
Hold on. Thank you.
Okay. Is this the first time you're playing the dumb birthday game with us?
I played with you a couple of years ago, I think.
Oh, okay. You're due again, then. We also got Dave, who's down in Pennsylvania, who's with us. Hi, Dave.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. Is this your first crack at this?
Yes. Happy to be here.
Okay. Where in Pennsylvania are you?
Right on the Ohio line.
What's the name of the town?
A little town called Greenville, Pennsylvania.
It sounds like a folksy town. I like Mayberry. Andy Griffith is probably the sheriff.
We got Opie running around with his bullets. So.
Okay. We also we have with us, of course, Sid Whitaker, who's our producer, is going to be playing the game. Hello, Sid.
Hello, Norm.
Oh, yeah. Dave Curry, would you like to play the game with us, too?
Sure. Hey.
Okay, Dave. Okay, we'll mark that.
Let me ask Linda if it's okay. Linda, is it okay?
I see your boss. Is that the case? You have to get the okay? Okay. We've got Sid. We've got Tony Nesbitt's on the line with us. Who's going to play the game?
Good morning.
Linda's just so excited about you playing, Tony.
I'm excited. Hey, that's the reason I called. I didn't want to just call and play, you know, with you, Norm. I heard Linda. That's it.
Hi.
The decision was made. Hello.
I miss you.
Oh, I miss you, too. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Tony.
How you doing?
Good. Well, this is really just so darn sweet.
Hey, Sid.
Kind of like a family show tonight, don't you think, Tony?
Hello, John Boy.
That's
so darn nice,
isn't it, Norm? This is really so folksy. Let's bring in Jack Hart and really make it a huge family.
It's like a reunion.
Come on in, Jack.
Hello.
How you doing, Jack?
Oh, boy, I'm better now that we've got Linda on the phone.
Oh, I love that voice.
Oh, thank you. I like yours, too.
Thank you.
Okay, I think it's a good time to play the dumb birthday game and knock off all this other fuzzy, crazy stuff, because this is very serious. Hello. Okay, today is January. Who is that? Is that you, Mike?
Yeah.
Are you making funny noises? You're not going to give us a bad time during this, are you, Mike?
You're all just so darn funny.
Okay. Today is the January 22nd, Saturday, and it's the birthday of, among other people, John Hurt. You know that name? He's an actor. Ouch. Oh, jeez, we're going to start doing bad, all those bad jokes.
Oh, no.
Okay, he appeared in A Man for All Seasons in 1966, won an Oscar for Best Actor in 1980 for The Elephant Man, and he's an English actor. He also was in the story based upon Christine Keeler, that scandal in London. Remember a few years ago, they were tied in with giving secrets, or they were having relationships with a Soviet ambassador. Perfumo was part of that. That's right. He was a diplomat in the British diplomacy corps. And anyway, John Hurt was in that film.
In the Alien.
He was in the Alien also.
I think he was. Wasn't he the one that the creature came out of his chest?
Oh, was that him?
I think it was
also in 1984. Was he the Belushi movie?
No, that was 1941.
The
Orwell movie.
Oh, George Orwell.
I know Orwell and Belushi. Yeah, really, they're almost twins. But
no, I heard a date. I'm so embarrassed because I'm the WBC intellectual, and so you can understand the capacity of the intellects around here. I'm so glad I'm giggling. Anyway, Mike, how old do you think John Hurt is?
Dude, somebody get a mop.
Somebody get a mop. I don't quite get that.
45.
Okay. Dave, what do you think? Dave Carrier?
He's the big 52.
Big 52?
Yeah.
And Dave from Pennsylvania, what do you think?
I would have to guess around 47.
You would have to do that, yeah?
Just have to.
Okay, what would you guess, Linda?
49.
Linda says 49. No nonsense. It's 49. Okay. Jack, what do you say, Jack Hart?
Oh, 53.
Oh, 53. Okay. And Sid?
I'll go with 54, Norm.
54. Okay. You're very serious. Donna, is there any special reason for that? Is it because you hate my guts, especially more today than usual?
It's the God's honest truth, Norm.
I'm sorry, if there's any way I can make it up for you, I'll come in and dust the control room or something later. Maybe we can be friends again.
Yeah, just for starters, you can do that.
Oh, for starters. Oh, I see. And then I can maybe polish your car. That'd be good. Dust off the mat.
Sure.
Oh, anything, man, because I don't like to have people angry at me. I'm very insecure. I happen to be a wimp.
Well, please don't take it personally.
Nope. I hate your guts, but don't take it personally.
That's just the way he is, Norm.
That's right. I hate your guts, but that's the way I am. I always go around kicking people.
I'm not an animal.
I wanted to get rid of that guy.
Hey, Tony, what do you think?
It pains me to say this.
John Hurt. See, we get it.
53.
53. Okay. Oh, my aching back. Oh, that's my aching. Nobody says that anymore, do they? Okay, John Hurt is actually 54, which is what Sid said. I'm sorry that he won that because he hates my guts. Okay, remember Linda Blair was nominated for Best Supporting Actress in 1973.
Boy, she's a real head turner.
Yeah.
She's a real head turner.
Exorcist, her head spun around.
I didn't see that movie. But
I'll translate for Jack, okay?
Yeah, okay. that's
terrible,
right.
Norm.
But she did win the Best Supporting Actress in that year, 73, for The Exorcist. And so we'll start with you, Tony. What do you think? How old do you think Linda Blair is on this very day, January 22nd?
Let's see, 73, she was probably... She's 35.
35 years old today.
Geez, that's shocking, isn't it?
Because you still think of her as that little kid?
Yeah, well, no. I'd rather not think of her as that little kid, but she's still kind of girlish looking, young looking.
Well, at 35, she's not that old.
No, I know. I know. But you still, you know, there are some names you hear, and oh, forget it. I'm too deep in the hole not to dig out. The hell with it.
Sid, what do you think?
I'm going to say 33.
You're going to say 33. He was in pain when he said that. You know what I'm saying?
As you can tell, he's concentrating on that list of things he's setting up for you to do.
That's right. And as soon as the game is over, we'll put a couple of commercials on. I'll go up to the WBZ, top of the hub, top of the WBZ, the top of the Westinghouse, the penthouse, right, and get you a lovely big. You can't get cheeseburgers up there now. No, I was thinking of a package of pretzels.
Oh. Oh.
Just only maybe at the most about 3 weeks old.
Why, Norm, how thoughtful of you.
Anything to make it up to you, because I feel like I've done something terrible.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Okay, Jack Hyde, what do you think?
34. Linda Blair is 34, says Jack.
Norm, why are you asking? Could you get me one of those cracker things with that fake cheese and that great red little spreader that they bring with it?
You going to eat that stuff? Sid is a young punk kid. He doesn't know what he's eating. He'd eat anything. But you wouldn't want anything from up in that restaurant up there, would you? You'd actually eat that stuff? Thank you very much. I made my case, Your Honor. Now, Linda Chase, how old is Linda Blair?
I would say 35.
You'd say 35 just because Tony said that, huh?
No, because that's what I think.
She's an independent woman,
she
Tony.
She knows her own mind, Norm.
She's your kind of woman. She's independent, yeah? She's my kind of woman, too, if you really want to know the truth. Who said that? Dave in Pennsylvania, what do you think?
Well, first of all, to solve the problems of the Dave conflict, you can call me DJ.
Oh, DJ, okay.
That'll work. That's what everybody calls me around here.
Why is that?
Are you a DJ?
Well, no, that's my nickname.
DJ. Does your middle name begin with a J?
My last name.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And you can't wash his car because I'm not doing your job, and you can't do mine. I own DJ's Auto Refinishing.
Oh, really? And you think I can't do auto refinishing, huh? Oh, sure.
Well, you can.
Sell me short, sure.
Leave that to me.
Okay.
You can just send the bill to Norm. How's that?
Well, he is bitter. Listen to that.
You're talking to a man who put racing stripes on his horse. He can detail anything.
I'll detail the cars. You can send the bill to him. That's fine.
You care to guess? Are you stalling, or do you care to guess Linda Blair's age?
Oh, I have to agree with Jack. I have to go with 34.
34. Okay. And Dave Curry. Well, Dave, I just call you Dave now because you're the only Dave. He's a DJ now.
Yes.
Okay.
32.
Solve that problem.
32. Okay. And Mike in Cambridge, what do you say?
I don't know. They have to go with a lucky 37.
Lucky 37. Actually, the lucky number would have been 35.
Yeah.
Which is her age, actually. Yeah, so Linda Chase and Tony Nesbitt. And that means they'll be going to the prom together. And lucky for you, Tony, you don't even have to buy the gardenia corsage.
I don't?
That becomes as one of your gifts.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, they're getting better, huh, Norm?
Oh, yeah.
Do we get the limo in that and everything included?
You get a chauffeured limo, a stretch limo with a chauffeured, uniform chauffeur.
Okay.
Absolutely, and a well-stocked bar. And I know you don't drink, so that won't matter to you. And, it'll be really nice.
What will my uniform be? What are you going to dress me up in? Am I going to have the plus fours and the...
You're going to dress in the typical WBC costume, which would be, that's right, it'll be a cape, a black cape with a red velvet lining. It'll be a Spanish shirt with a green and white cummerbund, plus fours, ankle-length socks, sandals.
Like a typical BZ bozo.
That's right, and a pith helmet with a year's supply of lychee nuts and a sweatband. And you will look just as smart.
And Linda
will be wearing, she'll be wearing an apron, a bonnet.
Don't forget the magic cufflinks, Norm.
And the magic cufflinks. Mike, I'm so glad you're playing the game with us, because you sure come up with
some stuff. You must be the only one, Norm.
That's how she stops all the bullets, remember?
That's how she stops all the bullets.
Linda, yes. Is that a poisonous locust crawling up your leg? Wait a minute. Got it.
Thank you.
Okay. Anne the Southern also has a birthday today.
Oh.
I'll tell you who she was and the Anne Southern Show. That's right. She was one of MGM's great and shining stars. as well as one of TV's early stars in Private Secretary and the Ann Sutherland Show. I think she was also, was she not the voice of, on the other show, My Mother the Car? She was the voice on that, yeah. And she also, she appeared in the movie Whales of August, which all of you I know will remember.
Well, I was actually Betty Davis
and Lillian Gish.
Yeah.
Oh, you remember that?
Sure.
I said that as a joke. I thought nobody has ever heard of the Whales of August.
Well, that was only that last few years.
Really?
Because Lillian Gish was old and blind, I think, in it.
Oh, yeah, that was before Betty Davis died.
Yeah.
Southern again.
Obviously.
Okay, that's Ann Southern. Then we'll start with we're going to start with you this time, Linda. How old do you think Ann Southern?
83.
Okay. And Mike?
That dropped down on maybe 78.
Okay. And Sid Whitaker. Hold on a minute. Let me clean the glass and the studio that you're in now. And let me dust off your microphone.
You missed a spot up there in the corner.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm right. Okay, a little spit there and polish it. And I dusted off your microphone. So you're all set?
That'll do for now.
Let me wipe the crumbs off your microphone stand.
Yes. So nice.
Please.
From those pretzels.
That's right, from the pretzels.
And just polish up the tea service when you get a chance to.
See, now you're being silly. See, I'm being serious, and now you're being silly.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Sorry.
How old do you think Ann Southern is, eh?
I think she's 74.
You think so, eh?
I do.
Okay. And Dave, what do you think?
76, that's the spirit.
He does the whole shtick. He takes the part of four or five of us. He's been doing weather forecasts and the whole thing here. Got his own little show going on.
Thank you so darn much.
Tony, see what I mean? You see what I mean? They're waiting for me to die, that's all, and they'll all take over. And they'll say, nobody will notice. We do the same silly stupid thing.
I could have said 39.
See what I mean? Anyway, Tony, what do you think? How old is Ann Southern?
Well, Dave, I think... Oh, I'm sorry, Norma. I got confused with Hogan and Joe. I'm sorry about that. Now, My Mother the Car was, what, in the 50s?
No.
60s.
60s.
Right. 60s, yeah, in the 60s, yeah. 60s.
Well, I don't...
Don't make me feel old.
Well, we jumped from the early days of radio, Norm said. Mother the Car in the 60s.
Yeah, Tony was with me.
The Shadow Knows.
Yeah, Tony did the... they're doing a movie. On the Shadow, yeah.
And what is it, Alec Baldwin? Or no, what is Baldwin supposed to be playing?
I think it's Alex Baldwin. I think he's doing the Lamont Cranston. And the woman who's going to be his companion,
right?
Margot Leigh. No, it wasn't his wife. It was his constant companion.
No. I mean, isn't it supposed to be Kim Basinger?
No. Well, maybe she's in it, too. But there's another woman with three names. Something. I can't think of what the three names
are. Olivia Newton-John.
She was Olivia Newton-John. No, James Whitcomb Riley, I think is her name.
I tell you, next time it's... Good time this week, Linda. We'll have the show.
No, because I'm flop falling apart. There was as a matter of fact, she was on the Late Show.
Jennifer Jason Lee.
No, I don't believe that was the name.
That's another three name person.
Yeah. Tommy Lee Jones.
As Margot Lane, yeah.
another award winning performance from Tommy Lee Jones.
No, I think it was D.W. Griffith. Anyway, I forgot where
Mary
we were.
Mary Tyler Moore? No.
Mary Tyler Moore. Anyway, what do you see?
Okay.
Tony, how old is...
In the 60s, is what I was saying, huh?
And Joan.
And I say he's probably hanging on. 84. 84.
84. Okay. And let's see. Jack, what do you say?
Let's see. Plain old 80.
Just plain old lady. That's what she is. She may be fancy to you with a fancy name, but to us she's plain old lady. Yeah, that's right. DJ, what do you say? How old is Ann Southern today?
79.
Actually, she's 85.
Wow.
And Tony said 84.
Hey, it worked that time. Yeah, I think it must have been about 54 in the 60s. They're doing my mother the car. And maybe I was thinking, no, I was thinking car 54. Well, whatever it was, it helped me.
But you lead now. You got two correct answers. Sid and Linda both have one apiece. As we go to Piper Laurie, do you know that name?
Yeah.
Oh, the mother in...
Carrie.
Twin Peaks.
Oh, Twin Peaks, that's right. Yeah, she was born Rosetta Jacobs.
Oh, okay.
You know that? Rosetta Jacobs. How'd she become Piper Laurie?
Well, it sounds almost like it.
I suppose so, yeah.
She was also right. In The Birds.
Oh, yeah.
But she wouldn't heed to Alfred Hitchcock's advances, so he kind of ruined her in Hollywood for a while until Carrie came along.
Oh, that's interesting, yeah.
It was a while.
She's leading lady of the 50s, what it says here. She made her debut in a film called Louise in 1949. Giving dates like that makes Tony, when he's guessing, go, 29. She appeared in the film Rich in Love and was on TV's Twin Peaks and some of the other things that you guys mentioned. I will mention those names as soon as we notify the next of kin. Okay, we'll start with DJ. How old do you think Piper Laurie is?
Oh, thanks. Have to say 71.
71, says DJ. And Jack, what do you think?
Oh, 54.
Oh, 54. Sounds like putting his pipe aside there.
Yeah.
Sitting at the table.
Sure.
Yeah. Putting my pipe aside. I'm going to think a little, take a few puffs out of here, move my funny looking hat down over my eyes while I think. I'm 54, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Dave Currier, what do you think?
49 years old. Not a day older, not a day less. Thank you.
You stop that.
You're sure I will.
I'm looking, just because you look exactly like me, except you look older than I do.
Mama, you know where that road goes?
I don't know where.
Stays right where it is.
Oh, my God. I think having him part of this game was a big mistake. Mike, what do you say? How old is Piper Laurie?
I don't know. Piper Laurie, kind of girl you don't even want to think about it. You know what I mean?
No, I didn't know what you mean there at all.
But, all right, not to try to brag about the People's Republic, but I will go with the 44.
Not to brag about the People's Republic, but I'll go with 44. Yeah. Now, what does that got to do with anything about what we're talking about? Am I missing something? Am I? Is this some intellectual
44
thing?
44 PBS. What the hell, Mom?
I see.
44 PBS.
Let me not ask him anymore to define what he's talking about.
Oh, it's in like Channel 44.
Channel 44, yeah. That's what they're saying. That's PBS and that's Cambridge.
People's Republic.
And that's the people through. You have to.
That ties it all in.
Yeah, that ties it in nicely, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Pavarotti in China.
Linda, what do you think? How old is Piper Laurie? 65. I don't even care anymore, to tell you the truth. I've lost interest in this whole thing. Sid.
Norm.
Hello.
Norm, you know,
I got my car parked outside. What if I take you down to Dunkin' Donuts and buy you a cream-filled donut?
Well,
would that make you like me better?
Well, before we do that, Norm, there's some crumbs in here on the floor that I'd like you to come in.
Oh. Be right in, Master. If I may trouble you to guess Piper Laurie's age, first of all.
Yes, of course. 56.
When I cut off his allowance, you'll see what a smart aleck he's going to be at that point.
Better than cutting off something else.
Oh, geez, we got a whole room full of wise alecks. Where do you suppose that expression wise aleck originated? Was there an aleck who was wise? Wise, yeah. That must have been Alec Whitaker, as a matter of fact. It was Sid's twin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Tony, what do you say? How old is wise alecker? Or Piper Laurie, whichever comes first.
Fit to be pied on this one.
Fit to be pied. Fit to be pied. To Piper.
Oh.
Five,
we'll follow you up on that one.
I'll try to clean up on this too. Pipe cleaner.
Fifty-six. The same as what Sid said. All of that, you came to the same conclusion that a spoiled kid said.
Yeah.
Okay, actually, she's 62 years old.
Whoa!
She's 62, which would make the closest, I believe, would be Linda, because she said 65. Let's see if anybody came closer. She's 3 years off. No, she's the closest.
Wow.
Yay!
Oh, yeah.
I usually never get...
No, you did very well.
I never get any right.
You tied with Tony on this
one. Hey, that's not bad, huh?
This is really exciting. Oh, this is really exciting. Excuse me while I lie down just to catch my breath.
Linda and I tied together. Wow.
Okay. I got a date before we go on. If you
really you want to tell us about it, you want to announce
it? Well, I don't know. I met her through my sister-in-law, and she lives up in Nashua and seems like a nice enough person.
Yeah.
And it seems to be a good cook, and she makes statues out of chopped liver.
Mom's out of mashed potatoes.
She made a life-sized picture of Bob Kraft, as a matter of fact, today after he announced the purchase of the... She made a life-size statue of him out of chopped liver, and it sits right there in the public square.
With a pate and a pedestal.
Yeah, and a pate and a pedestal. In fact, that's what she called it.
Uh-huh.
Pate and a pedestal.
Is that a play on words?
She used to make life-size statues of all the Red Sox players made out of chocolate fudge. She used to carve them that way with a chainsaw.
Oh, really?
So she seems like an interesting person.
She's like a rugged yet gentle woman, because anyone who can carve chocolate with a chainsaw.
Yeah. Yeah. She's an interesting lady, and well, we're going to the Museum of Neckties on Saturday. They have one of those up in Nashua, and all of that. The neckties of famous people through the years. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, ascots and neckties. I don't even know what I'm saying. I can't even bear to hear.
I believe they just opened up the Carl DeSue's section. for ascots.
They did. That's right. That's right. they have a lot of his
Irving Arlevine's bow tie is there.
That's right. It's sitting right up there above one of Carl DeSue's yellowing music scripts from 1942. Yeah. Get that leg over and put bright-eyed bushy-tailed. It's got a lot of his sayings and everything. Anyway, Laughing started what year?
Nice segue, no.
Yes, no connection. This is actually a year I'd like you to guess. The revolutionary NBC comedy Rowan and Martin's Laughing premiered and started the careers, of course, of Goldie Hawn and Artie Johnson and a whole bunch of other people. She was not established. She got her start there. A number of other people. It was a great show. They had an anniversary show the other day, a special, and I thought it would be just kind of hokey, but it still holds up beautifully. Mm-hmm. What year was it that it started? Jack Hart is the first fella who's going to guess this one.
1900 and
1968. Okay. And Mike in Cambridge, what year do you think it started?
Oh, gee, gosh. That's a Dorchester, 1968.
Okay.
I don't know how somebody
said that in 1972. 1972. Okay, don't anybody ask him. Explain what he just said, okay, please.
Okay.
Thank you, Alan. Okay, DJ, what do you say?
68.
1968, you say. Okay, and let's see. Tony, what do you say?
68
also. Dave Currier, what do you say?
1969.
Are you trying to poke fun at me, or what? What is it? Why are you doing that? He does it better than I do. I really hate that.
He
sounds like, hey, he's imitating Jerry Howard.
Don't forget Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Is that right?
Give me a Mint Malone, quick.
You know, the guy doing those commercials pretty much forgets a lot, but Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Sid Whittaker. Sid, oh, shut up. Will you shut up, Dave? Sid Whittaker, what do you think?
I think he does a bad imitation of Pepperidge Farm myself. So.
Pippi Farm?
How old, what year was Laugh-In, but did it make its debut?
Oh, geez, 1967.
1967, okay. And Linda?
68.
1968. You're kind of a copycat, aren't you?
No, I think I remember being in school then.
Well, you're right. It actually was 68. DJ, Linda, Jack, and Tony.
All appearing at Ken's Steakhouse.
That's right. All the well, by you know them better as the Andrews sisters, and they all got it correctly, which means that Linda and Tony now tie with three apiece.
Well, last December they had the 25th anniversary of Laugh-In. So.
Oh, that's right. Very good. Very good. Yeah.
Okay. That was an easy one, Norm.
Okay, I get some birthdays out for the 24th, which would be Monday. Mm. Okay, because we seem to run out of the known people.
How about them? Who do you have there that's unknown?
Well, a couple of the others that listed here are both dead.
Oh.
I've died since this book came out, so. And
well, we can pretend.
We can pretend, yeah. How about Monday, Ernest Borgnine, that was born on the 24th of January, which would be Monday. Mike, what do you think? How old do you think Ernest Borgnine? Let me tell you about Ernest Borgnine. Give you some clues here. Ernest Borgnine.
Terra Tupa.
Come on, Norm. Give us a good Ernest Borgnine.
An imitation of Ernest Borgnine? Yeah. Well, when he's not on the screen, his voice sounds quite a lot different. He says, let's see. What do you guys want to do on Saturday night when we go out and pick up some girls? You know, he sounds a lot like Arthur Godfrey. Right.
That was funny. Yeah. Yeah. Funny. That didn't even sound like Arthur Godfrey.
Well, he was Marty, and he had to work really hard to get to sound like a butcher, like he was in the movie.
Sure, it was a swell affair.
Yeah. What do you guys want to do, huh? I don't know. What do you want to do? That's the way he really talks. I'll do an imitation of the way he talks in the movies later on.
Well, anyway, matter of fact, as long as you got Linda Chase there, you can do his favorite, his famous scene from Poseidon Adventure when his wife, Ocella Stevens, falls off the catwalk. Linda, my Linda.
Oh, yeah. Should I just scream or go?
Yes. Yes.
He won an Oscar.
Yeah, just there, right there.
He won an Oscar for the best actor in 1955 for that Marty that you were talking about. He was a co-star in the Earwolf TV series.
Oh, yeah.
His hobby is appearing as a clown for charity events. Did you know that?
Mm.
Isn't that interesting?
I got that idea from you.
Uh-huh. I just appear as a clown any place I appear.
Does he dress like Barney?
Yes, he does, strangely enough.
And he was in McHale's Navy, right?
Mm. He was. In his wife... He was also married to Ethel Merman for about 4 minutes one afternoon.
You know that George Goober Lindsay kept him from committing suicide a few years back?
That's the guy who's in Shadow, the new remake of The Shadow. George Goober Lindsay, that's what you were trying to think of.
Yeah.
That's a
is that right?
Name?
That's three names.
He and his wife are often grand marshals for the famous Milwaukee Circus Parade.
Hmm. Wow.
I suppose you can't make the Rose Parade.
I think CBS has rights to that this year.
It's second only to the Philadelphia Mummers Parade. Mummers there. Anyway, Ernest Borgnine. He's been in a whole lot of things. He was in the... Romance of Steel Ingots, an industrial film.
I would love to see you give an award, Norm, when you go up there to talk about his career. He was in a whole bunch of things. Ladies and gentlemen, Ernest.
he starred in a bunch of stuff that you certainly would remember.
Every gosh darn hijacking on TV, Norm.
Very good, Mike.
Why don't you just give us a Norm?
Yeah. Tony, let's start with you. Ernest Borgnine.
Oh.
How old do you think he's going to be on Monday? And I don't even, is this game still going on?
Yeah. Are we into tomorrow yet?
When did we start this? About 3 weeks ago? There's no end to this thing. Yeah. No wonder people say, Norm, I like the game, but do you have to make it run 5 or 6 days and it cracks?
No, I'm going to give you a very earnest answer.
Oh, jeez.
Oh. 75.
75. Okay, and Sid Whitaker, what do you think?
I'm going to go with 71.
71.
Yeah.
Okay, and Jack Hart? 73. 73. Okay, and Linda?
72.
I don't know what was funny about it, but yeah, maybe not too.
Because I think no, that's one of the funniest 72 everybody's in a long time. Yeah, it's a nervous laugh because everybody's so exhausted with the stupidity of this game that they're just giggling about anything. DJ, what do you say?
78.
78, and Dave?
Let me check.
Is this a Larry?
70.
Oh, 70. Is this a Larry Glick imitation now? Or 70?
I'll shoot you off the air.
Oh, I see. You were looking at the book. Mike, how old is Ernest Borgnine? How old will he be Monday?
Fillmore East, 1971.
Oh. So what's your guess?
71.
Oh, 71 is your guess. I see.
You had to be there, Norm.
Okay, yeah, I guess you had to be every place where you are. We haven't lived your life, Mike. We don't know what the hell you're talking about. Okay, Ernest Borgnine will be 77. And so that means DJ, who said 78, nobody said 76, so we haven't broken the tie. DJ's got a couple of correct answers, and Linda and Tony still got three apiece. My goodness,
excited, Don, because we have plenty of time left to break the tie, too.
Oh, this is a seat squirmer, this one is.
Getting close,
oh, 3-2, the big one do. Sid, Jack.
Only you can come up with that, Norm.
Pardon me?
Only you can come up with that.
You betcha. Sid and Jack both have one apiece. Anyway, we still have no correct answer from you, Mike. I can't understand that, because you seem like a very sharp person. Even though you don't make much sense when you speak.
Oh, I guess I haven't been drinking my old tea.
That must be the reason, Mike. Very good comeback.
Oh, well, hold on. I have an idea know how we can save time.
We can clip him off the air, can we? Want to do that?
Yeah, could you please?
Okay, I just did
Thank
that.
Thank you
he's,
so much.
He's history. Okay.
He probably won't even know.
He's still chatting away, right? He's probably, that's right. Jackie's still doing, he's ad-libbing right into his phone.
He said,
the station's coming in funny. It sounds like a dial tone. How about Anita Baker? Her birthday is Monday also.
Anita Baker.
Go ahead.
That's funny because I need a plumber, yeah.
Anyway, one of her biggest hits was Sweet Love from the album Rapture. Oh, I love albums with that. I wonder what kind of a picture they had on the cover of that Rapture.
Oh. See, because you're nervous even talking about it.
Oh, gee, it is. I'm stammering all over the place. It catapulted her, I love words like that, to the top of the charts. Oh, some hip guy wrote these notes. It catapulted her to the top of the charts. In 1986, that was Sweet Love. That's Anita Baker from Toledo, Ohio, and Into Your Hearts. Let's see, we can cross up Mike, because he's not with us anymore. But Dave is with us. What do you think? How old do you think Anita Baker will be, Dave?
She's at least 20 years younger than Linda, so I'd say around 30. Nah,
are you in another studio day?
He will be soon.
39.
I don't even have to do the imitation. He does my whole act. It's a whole package.
I got you down, Norm.
It's a whole package. Okay, DJ, what do you think?
About 48.
Were you doing dialect then?
What's that?
No, I'm sorry. I thought you were doing an accent, but apparently that's the funny way you talk. Okay, 48.
Yeah, I got the southern accent, Norma.
Okay. Let's see. Tonto, how come Anne talks in such a funny way? And southern. That was sort of tied in with what you said. I'm trying to replace Mike's humor. Linda, what do you think? How old will Anita Baker be?
What are you trying to
She will about? Be 34. And not one little bit older.
That is just a darn nice. I think I'm starting to get sweaty. Very nice, yeah.
Anita Baker imitation.
Yeah, that was really nice, though.
Yeah, and I'm sure I'm wrong, too.
A fire is building in my loins.
Under that cloth?
Under the loincloth. Isn't that enough to make
Special
you blow?
Special fire-retardant loincloth.
It's enough to make you blow your lunch, isn't it, huh? Just the thought of it. Anyway, Jack Hart, what do you think? Anita Baker is how old?
Anita Baker, 37.
That was an accent. Was he doing an accent, or is that my imagination?
37.
He said 37. Yes,
37. No, that was just the regular thing.
Well, that's the way you talk anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, Sid, what do you think?
41.
And, Tony... I'm really getting silly.
It's so funny.
I don't know nothing. I can't. I don't know. I'm going to finish the next hour of this.
No, with Tonto was in Italy. And of course, he had spent some time there, so he started to pick up a little bit of an Italian accent.
Sure.
And they were asking, why don't you have any bread in this town? Tonto, I need a baker.
I was going to say, Tonto, how come Anita is carrying around a whole bunch of glazed donuts under her arm? Anita. Anyway, how old do you think that person is?
She's 40.
Okay, actually, she's 36. Actually, we still have a tie. Jack said 37, and he comes the closest. Nobody said 35, so Jack now has two correct answers, and it's still tied 3-3 with Linda and Tony. Maybe we do one close one, one quick one. Ray Stevens was also born on the 24th. We don't have much time. So Linda and Tony, okay, see, we can break the tie.
Well, Jack is tied too, right? Oh, no, just...
No, here's two. Yes, you too. Linda, what do you think? Ray Stevens. Let me see what it says about
him. Forgot the crazy song.
They have the A-Rab and all that.
Yeah, their advertising is funny stuff on video. Biggest hit, The Streak, in 1974. Ahab the Arab, that's right, in 1962. And everything is beautiful in its own way. That was 1970. That sounded more like Anita Baker, didn't it, than Ray Stevens?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He was born Ray Ragsdale in Clarksdale, Georgia. Ray Ragsdale from Clarksdale.
That narrows it down.
There's a song. There's a song in there.
Yeah, I know. What do you think? How old is he, Linda?
63.
And what do you say, Tony?
54.
He's actually 53. And Tony broke the tie.
Yay.
And that ends this game, thank goodness. Just take that book and just throw it away. Okay, so thank you very much, DJ. Thanks for playing with us.
Thank you.
Okay, and Tony, always a pleasure.
Well, thank you, Norm.
Okay.
Hey, Norm?
Yes? I'd swear he hung up on me if I didn't know better. And, you going to hang up on me too there, Jack?
Were you talking to me?
Sid? Oh, Sid's not even going to talk to me. Okay. And thank you, Dave and Linda. It's been nice to have you both with us.
We're out of here, Norm. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, man. Let's blow this chicken coop, man. Because it's time for the news, and we don't want to be late for that. Because it's got a surprise ending, and they won't see this to catch the news in the last few minutes.
I believe that newscast featured a story on the historic peace treaty that was signed between Norm and Sid. I wonder if one of these tapes will reveal how Norm's date went. Well, it's time to refill my pith helmet with lychee nuts. Let's blow this chicken coop. closing the vault, and riding the radio waves home. For Linda Chase, Dave Currier, Sid Whitaker, Jack Hart, and the man with fire in his loins, Norm Nathan, I'm Tony Nesbitt.